This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That was a statement. The Patriots made a very loud statement, I think. And that statement was, our quarterback is the best in the league. And we dare any of you to prove otherwise. Even when he has an off game. Like, I think that Bengals game was an off game for him. It was one of his worst games of the year. And they won that game, and he still had some big throws, and he still contributed to the win. It's not like they've ever won a game. I feel like they haven't yet won a game in spite of Drake May. Like, Drake May had a really bad game, and they won in spite of that. There's games that weren't to his, you know, to the level that we've come to expect. That Pittsburgh game wasn't very good. He's had games with interceptions, games with fumbles, etc. But for the most part, I mean, you know, you look at the completion percentage, you look at the yards, it's very consistent. He's very consistent, and he's the offensive player of the week. And how about this? According to Next Gen Stats, I saw this tweet today from Front Office NFL. The tweet was, Drake May's passer rating and rank by situation. And this goes, you know what passer rating is. I don't know exactly how it's calculated, but it's his passer rating in all these various different scenarios and where that ranks in the league. Overall, his passer rating is 111.9. That's first in the league. His passer rating on deep balls, 20 or more air yards, 136.5. First in the league. Under pressure, his passer rating is 104.4. First in the league. Outside the numbers, scrambling. His passer rating is 127.9. That is first in the league. Pass the sticks, 125.6. First in the league. Against zone coverage, 114.9, first in the league. Tight window throws, which I don't know what the exact definition of tight window is, but you know when you see it, maybe it's like porn. That looks like a tight window. Sure.
Why are all your references to porn?
Why do you care, Joe? What are you, a nana? That's what it is. God. Tight windows, 80.4. Second place. Not quite first place, second place there. I know. Pretty disappointing. Against the blitz, his passer rating is 124.9, which is incredibly not first place, that's second place, but still a ridiculously good number against the blitz. Against two high safeties, passer rating is 111.1, first place. Versus sub packages, 111.8, first place. On first down, as you heard Cowherd discussing, on pace to be the best first down quarterback, the best quarterback on first down for a season ever in the history of the league. 131.6 on first down. First in the league. I think first all time. On the road, 113.9, second. When trailing, 113.1, second. Outdoors, 109.8, second. On third and fourth down, 109.4, fourth. You might want to step that one up there, Drake. Fourth? I mean, come on, man. What are we doing here? fourth. That doesn't even get a medal in the Olympics. Fourth. That's what I just read is ridiculous. I just read a ridiculous list of figures. Like, mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. He is 23. And his deep ball passer rating on passes of 20 or more yards in the air is 136.5. And need I remind you that while I think this wide receiver group is very, very good, they are not Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and whoever. They're not. All right? There's some good players in that room. But they are not game-breaking all-pro wide receivers. They just aren't. That's not, he's not benefiting from that. You can't take anything away from those numbers and that type of passing accuracy and passing efficiency and just say, well, look who he has to throw to. That's not what you have. You have a good unit and you're being coached very well. Steph Diggs has made a tremendous, tremendous impact. Kayshon Booty's taken a big step. Mac Hollins has been excellent. But they've all been excellent in large part because Drake May's been excellent. And he finds them. And he puts throws right into their hands in stride, like every week. You know, like it just is. You wait for there to be a real serious disruption of it. And there may be a couple of plays or even a couple of quarters where you watch him and you're like, what's wrong with Drake today? What's wrong with Drake in the first quarter of this Bengals game? What's wrong with Drake here at the end of this Falcons game? What's going on with him? And it's still, even when he's, you know, going through normal 23-year-old kid stuff, is still giving you best passer rating in the league in almost every imaginable situation. Almost every situation on the field, Drake May has the best passer rating in all of them. Almost all of them. Second on a couple, third or fourth on a third and fourth down, which got to work on that one. Fourth place, I mean, please. What are you doing here? But yeah. That's where he are. And he is the Offensive Player of the Week. It's the first time a Patriot has been named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week since. Did you hear Dan Ball saying this today?
I have it in my trending upcoming.
Oh, you have it in your trending. Okay. Well, I'll save it for that. But I was very surprised to hear who the last Patriot to be the Offensive Player of the Week was. I said, that can't be right. But it is. It's true. Which I guess means it's kind of an arbitrary title. But really, it hasn't been this year. This year, it's been a lot of Jonathan Taylor, a lot of Josh Allen, a lot of guys who are other guys in the MVP conversation, Offensive Player of the Year conversation, et cetera, here in the AFC. Drake May probably should have gotten this award a lot sooner than this, but here we are, and I'm sure he's going to be getting it a lot more after this as well. May, again, great against the Giants, 24 of 31, 282 yards, two touchdowns for the victory, and now the odds-on leader for the MVP. May also the third quarterback in league history under the age of 24 to record at least 10 games in a season with 200 passing yards and a passer rating of more than 100. The other two, Patrick Mahomes in 2018 and Matthew Stafford in 2011. And that's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.